So you've come a long way since like your first album, To Lose My Life. How do you think the sound of White Lies has changed from then?
I think that we're better at writing and recording. I feel that we're better at writing and recording music now. That's not to say that the songs and the recordings in the first album aren't really great. They're just very different. And I think that a lot of what I love about the first album is that naivety and that kind of, you know, slight misunderstanding with things and the way you approach things. And it's very hard. In fact, it's impossible really to recapture that. Like, you can't ever unlearn what you've learned as a band. So I think that's a big point of difference. I think we write in a sort of conventional, traditional sense, better songs now than we did, and we record them better. Yeah, and I think that with that, I think it's probably a little bit more variety in our songwriting now. Like, the songs kind of, there's a bit of a difference between the songs and the album, as opposed to a record like To Lose My Life, it's quite stylistically similar across the whole record. Yeah.
So you've sort of ranged it. Yeah. Do you miss that bedroom recording type feel?
We still do that, to be honest.
I mean, we did that more on the first. No, sorry, we do that more now than we did on the first album, really.
Yeah.
Like, we completed most of this record in. I mean, there's a lot that we recorded in the bedroom, the second bedroom of my flat at home, that ended up on the record.
Definitely.
Whereas not that much that we did a demo wise on the first album did. So.
First album, we had, you know, we were being sort of courted by record labels and stuff early on, so we got in to do a few demos like in like really quite nice studios, and that kind of, that age is just long gone with labels like throwing money at unsigned bands to put them into record. You know, they expect you to hand them the finished product now. Maybe you've, at a push, you can say it needs to be mastered, can you pay for it to be mastered, but you really, it's really sort of DIY mentality now, and it's great. I think it's really important for new young musicians to not be kind of spoon-fed in the way that perhaps we were for a little bit. You start off and you have to just have to learn everything, you know. Get yourself a laptop, that's pretty much all you need, you know, a couple of like USB keyboards or whatever, and you can do everything yourself.
Does that come on tour with you?
It doesn't actually. I mean,
do you miss recording at home in like a stable environment, or do you do some recording on the road?
No, we've never really.
Well, we probably should really. Just very lazy.
We probably should, but at the same time, is that doing that kind of work is very, or can be, you know, pretty claustrophobic. Like, you know, you do really need to actually tie yourself down to the workstation and just get the work done. And when we're doing it, when we're specifically writing a record, you know, there's a bit of, I get to travel usually to Harry, so there's an hour of kind of walking about, being on the train in the morning, which is nice, and then you go home in the evening. But if we were to do that on tour, I think, you know, you'd be spending your whole day stuck indoors writing music, and then you'd be spending the whole evening indoors playing live music, and you, I don't know, I think you'd go pretty mad quite quickly, actually. That's not to say we couldn't do it one day a week, that'd probably be the right thing to do, but yeah, too lazy.
So, what's your favourite song from the new album, Friends?
Well, Harry and I both love Don't Fall, which is the last song. Don't know why, it's very, very simple, it's quite effortless, and just feels very honest and not particularly like hammed up at all. It's a recording that has had no real like tricks and frills added to it. We felt that we just wrote that song, and it's been presented almost in the same way as it was written.
Have you found any difficulties writing?
No, there's always difficulties writing, yeah.
Just the three of you, does that sort of restrict you sonically?
No, because you just layer stuff up bit by bit, especially, you can do as much as you want of that. If anything, that's restrictive, because you have all the options in the world. You know, if you want to spend the whole day writing a brass part for a song, you can do that very, very easily, and it can sound pretty good. But, you know, when we write, we try and do it with as little as possible, so we're very strict on ourselves with only allowing, you know, a certain amount of instruments or tracks in the Logic session, just to try and keep things from spiralling out of control into sort of production mess that I think we learned the hard way on our second record, where we just spent 6 weeks pretty much creating cool sounds, and found out later on that perhaps songs weren't quite strong enough to justify some of that production.
Yeah. So the new album is called Friends. Was that intentional? Were you sort of writing for your friends, or did you have anyone in your mind when you was writing for it?
A couple of the songs, you know, There's been a few of our friends that have, including Harry now, that's moved out of London, moved elsewhere, and definitely Morning in LA is a song just about missing those particular people and wanting to be in contact with them in the same way as you are with the people that live close to you, but actually you have to just account for a time zone difference and sort of considering what the hell they're up to when it's 3 o'clock in London, you can do something very different where they are. Other songs, are a bit more kind of, you always draw inspiration from the people around you, and I find my friends' lives endlessly interesting, and especially when perhaps I don't have I never will have a complete grasp over what's going on. You just get little dribs and drabs of information when you meet up with them and have a beer, have a coffee, whatever. You hear a little bit of what's going on in their life, and then I think my imagination takes over and you just go somewhere else with it. For now, anyway, I find reality much more interesting than kind of more sort of fantastical lyrics, certainly on the first record, but I was 18 then, so yeah. Pretty much just finished school and, listening to a lot of Nick Cave and still listening to a lot of heavy metal music, which is full of kind of women with dragon wings and all that kind of stuff, so yeah, it's good to be a little bit more grounded now, I think, with the lyrics.
Where's the best place that you've toured,
there is no best place really. I think we enjoy playing everywhere. And we just really enjoy touring in general. We've always had a good reception, a good following in Manchester. We've been coming here for many years. But yeah, genuinely, we love playing everywhere. And I think as a band, we're very lucky because we have the opportunity when we tour to play in a lot of Europe, and we have a following in a lot of European countries, like especially across Northern Europe and even into Eastern Europe, places like Poland and Croatia we're doing this time around as well, which is, they're kind of a little bit off the beaten track for most people's tours, to get the chance to play those places as a band is really great, and we love it. So, yeah, we're very lucky, really.
Is there anywhere to stand out that you'd say that was one of the best gigs in my life?
I don't know. I think that Glastonbury Festival, and it's such a cliche to say,
yeah,
it is a bit of a unique one. I do remember those shows perhaps more than any other festival show. It's pretty special, definitely. Yeah.
Do you prefer those festivals rather than like small gigs? Like you played like Scala and Barfly.
Yeah. I think we enjoy both. They're just very different.
Yeah, very different. Yeah. I think when we're playing festivals, I know that I am, and I think we all are a bit more aware and conscious and preoccupied with the event as a whole, like what the audience are doing, what they're feeling, and sort of the whole experience. Whereas I personally get more of a kick out of when the smaller shows have been really good because of the environment. It really focuses you in on the music that you're playing, and you hear every single little part and every note. I remember that on our last headline European tour, we played I forget what the venue's called, but it was definitely Cologne. We played a gig in Cologne, and I think that was my favourite gig we've ever played, because I remember walking off stage and thinking that I'm certain that was like 100%, not just like energy, like that, to be honest, quite clinically just being like, that was perfect, like no one made a mistake. So yeah, I think I'm a bit OCD in that way, like sometimes for me.
Do you still have stage fright?
I did the other night. I absolutely never do, but having not played in 2 years, when we played our first show in Cameo the other day.
You were more nervous than I was.
Yeah, I was.
It's very unusual.
Yeah. I just, I don't know why, really. I think it was because I knew that I wouldn't be able to use muscle memory to play that gig, and I was actually going to have to consider which note to move my fingers to, and that's actually quite a daunting thing. It's always the gigs where we come off stage and I'm really proud of our musicianship that I'm most satisfied with, because and occasionally there's gigs that we play where the crowd have been absolutely amazing, but I sort of feel we were not actually as good as we could be, and it kind of bums me out, because I'm like no, be more critical. Don't get so excited, it wasn't that good.
So last question, what's your favourite CD in your collection or record?
Probably my most played CD, at least in the last 10 years or something, is It's a jazz record by Duke Ellington called The Far East Suite, and it's a record that I got when I was, well, I was a kid and in secondary school, when I was about 14 or 13, and I've listened to it up until now, like probably once a week for a really long time, and it's one of the only records I own that seems appropriate for whatever mood I'm in. It sort of caters to it really well, and it's almost like the music changes. So I can put on the first track one day, and if I'm feeling quite sort of mellow and relaxed, that's what the music will do for me. But then another day, I can also play the exact same piece of music, and it gets me feeling really sort of.
I'm going to say something really cliched, actually. And I don't know if this is my favourite record ever, but I listened to it recently, and it's so solid. I'm going to say OK Computer.
Ooh.
And I know everyone's heard that record, but if you haven't listened to it for a while, just listen to it again, because it's brilliant.
Just
come
back.
Yeah, it's just so fantastic.
Yeah. I did that too a couple of months ago, listened to it, and it was just like...
It's an astonishing record.
It's unreal, yeah.